Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Rico Marcelli's orchestra starts the show with It's No Fun. Wrap it up, Rico. The free gift offer in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary is one of the most generous offers ever made to you. Two fine gifts are waiting for you at your dealer's when you purchase either Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat in the special anniversary package. You pay only the regular price for the Glow Coat or Wax, and you receive free a bottle of Johnson's new creamy furniture polish and a jar of Shine Up household cleaner and silver polish. Regular size, not samples. Now, the demand has been so great for Johnson's anniversary package that we urge you to get this free gift package at your dealer's without delay. The supply is limited, so see your dealer immediately. Well, Fibber has talked himself into something again. He has volunteered to put on another vaudeville show for the Wistful Vista Community Fund. And here, backstage at the Wistful Vista Grand Bijou Hippodrome Opera House, considering ways and means, we find our old friends, Fibber McGee and Molly.
My, this is a real old theater, ain't it, McGee?
Maybe old, Molly, but the acoustics is still good.
I don't know. They look a little faded to me.
No. The acoustics, that means the way the sound carries. Why, I'll bet you could even hear a whisper in the back row.
You mean when you're on the stage, you can hear them hiss clear from the last row?
I mean, you can hear swell all over the theater. Your voice carries.
Well, how about the echo?
Oh, there ain't any echo. Listen, we got a great show here tonight.
That's what you think.
It's just a slight echo, maybe.
Well, who have you got lined up for the show?
Well, Harpo is the master of ceremonies, and Marcelli's Wistful Vista silver-plated cornet band is going to play.
Well, will they know what to play?
Listen, Molly, in vaudeville, all you got to know how to play is three tunes: Hearts and Flowers, The Stars and Stripes, and Strolling Through the Park One Day. Why, I remember when I had me my strong arm act.
How did you ever get into a strong arm act?
Oh, I just muscled in. Don't you get it, Molly?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. Then I remember when I was doing a ventriloquist act.
Ventriloquist? Didn't you get tired of sitting on people's laps?
Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, never mind, McGee. We better be thinking about the show. What else are we going to have?
Well, we got a fiddle solo.
What's the solo?
Trees. Then a trained dog act.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's Mr. Martelli going to play for the dog act?
He's going to play music from Follow the Flea.
See, McGee, how about doing our old mind-reading stunt?
That's an idea. I'll put on my turban and go down into the audience.
Oh, no. Maybe we better make that the first act, McGee.
Why?
Well, later on, you may not dare to go down in the audience. What else have you got?
The principal of the high school is going to give a little talk. You know him, old Waldemar Twerp.
What's that old fossil going to talk about?
Oh, what's the difference? I told the ushers to start selling candy about that time so nobody would hear him anyway. Then I'm going to sing my operatic aria.
Oh, aria? Well, what's it going to be, the sextet from Lucia?
No, the quintet from Ontario. I'll ask the audience to Yeah, I'll ask them to join in the chorus with me.
Oh, no, McGee.
Huh?
They can't do that.
Why not?
Well, they can't sing and boo at the same time.
Oh, I don't know. Bing Crosby does it. And then we got... Hey there, lady. You ain't supposed to be backstage here. This here theater's rented for... Oh, hello there, Geraldine.
Oh, hello, Fibber and Molly.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Well.
I heard you were going to put on a home talent show tonight, and I told Gerald I simply must come over and see what I could do.
Well.
Gerald said you'd probably tell me.
For once, Gerald said a mouthful.
Oh, I'm just simply wild about the theater, Mr. McGee. I mean, I really am.
Well.
I told Gerald I must have acting in my blood, and he said I had something acting in my blood, but it was probably just my vaccination.
Well, I hope it takes.
Well, I just came over to see if I could be of any help. I sing, you know. I really do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dale says he doesn't know whether I'm a bathtub contralto or a swimming pool soprano. He says in either case I'm all wet. Isn't he simply terrible, really?
No soap.
Dale says he just loves to hear me run over my songs and vice versa. Can you imagine? Well, I just thought I'd suggest it. I told Dale maybe you'd want me to sing Ailey Ailey. But he said I'd better leave that to the mopsa soprano.
We'll just pass over that one.
Well, if you need me, just give me a ring. I simply must be off.
I'll say so.
Biddle, biddle, biddle.
Is about to go up on the Wistful Vista Community Fund Home Talent Vaudeville Show. Fanfare Rico. Ladies and gentlemen, as the first feature of our Wistful Vista varieties tonight, let me present a figure well known to you all. He is one of our most prominent citizens.
Thanks, Harpo. Folks!
Hold it, Fibber. I wasn't introducing you.
Oh, excuse me.
One of our most distinguished citizens. May I present the principal of the Wistful Vista High School, Professor Waldemar Z. Twerp.
What's your subject for tonight, Twerpy?
Well, now that I speak of you, or now that we suggest, I thought it would be hotsy-totsy. I mean, okey-doker, a splendid thing. On the other hand, why not? What do you think?
What do I think of what?
Yes, sir, my very words. And that'll be the subject of my address tonight. And if you know any other good addresses or phone number, let me see now. The pilfering of the Landgrim, or the landing of the pilgrim in the early days of our gray, way back in a may I snip or squawk or speak freely?
Search me, did you ever try?
Exactly. Exactly. As I was saying, millions of years ago, thousands, hundreds of, a few mugs, or people, some folks left England, the old country, you know, over there in search of, they were trying to find, looking around a window shop, nobody could ever find, and they did.
They did what?
Who did?
Of course, they had to. So they bought a big tramp steamer, or a small flatboat, or a glass of beer, or, a schooner. And sit down. I mean, set sail. It was the pansy, or the golden, or the Mayflower. And they sailed for millions or thousands way over to Leghorn, or Bantam, or no, Plymouth Rock. I knew it was a chicken. And they landed. Oh, they were happy. Boy, were they... Everybody had... And when the pilgrims had landed, oh, boy, were they thankful.
Thankful they were preserved.
Well, that's exactly... Absolutely. Of course. They were preserved. Why not? They traveled in cold steerage. And that's why I'm telling you tonight that little sad band of pioneers... We should always remember the sacrifice. What the pilgrim, the star-spangled, three cheers for a boy's best friend is his mother. Yes, indeed. I thank you.
Thank you, Professor Twerp. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have another Wistful Vista citizen to present. A very talented little person indeed. One you should be proud of.
Thank you, Harpo. Folks!
Sorry, Fibber, not yet.
McGee, come back here.
Okay.
As I was saying, friends, here is a little citizen we should all be proud of. Miss Lolly Pop. What are you going to do for us tonight, Lolly?
Huh?
I can handle this better, Harpo. I've been coaching her.
Okay.
Hello there, sis.
Hi.
Folks, little Lolly is going to recite some Mother Goose rhymes. Ain't you, Lolly?
Well, what can I lose?
Now, what are you going to start with?
Hmm?
I says, which one are you going to give first? Come on, now. Where'd you start reciting for me this afternoon?
On the front porch?
No. I mean, what verse?
Hickory, Dockery, Beanstalk, I bet
you. No, Hickory, Dickory, Dock, and Jack and the Beanstalk is two different ones.
Okay.
Now then, go ahead. You ain't nervous, are you?
No, but I bet you are, gee, you're shaking like everything.
Well, never mind me. You go ahead.
Oh, Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. Is that right?
Fine. Go ahead.
Oh, Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor cat.
Dog.
Huh?
Get her poor dog.
She did not go to get her dog.
Oh, shucks. Go on. Go on.
But her cupboard was dull, and she said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! It's time I used my Johnson's leg."
Who told you to say that?
Mr. Wilcox.
Oh.
He gave me a nickel, too.
Oh, I see. Bribing the talent, huh? Well, much obliged, Lolly.
Oh, that's okay. Call on me anytime, mister.
Harpo, what's the idea of buying off my talent, Harpo?
Oh, well, Fibber, you know how it is. 12 million people listening in. And when I realize what a nickel would do for our sponsors, well, I guess I'm just weak, that's all.
Well, when you get your strength back, announce the next act.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight one of the most astounding and mystifying mind-reading presentations ever shown. Fibber McGee and Molly, known professionally as Hypno and Misto, experts in mental telepathy. Hypno McGee will pass through the audience and ask questions of Misto Molly, who sits on the stage blindfolded. Ladies and gentlemen, Hypno and Misto.
Okay, okay. Now, folks, Madam Misto knows all. She's completely blindfolded, so I have to lead her to the chair.
If she knows everything, why don't she know where the chair is?
Quiet, please. There you are. Now sit down there, Molly, whilst I pass among the audience. Okay. Music, Marcelli. Now then, folks, for the mental marvel of the century. Do you hear me, Madam Misto?
I hear you, McGee. Or I hear you, Hypno.
I have a gent's hat in my hand. I'm crossing your path with a gent's hat. What color is it?
It's a black hat.
Wonderful. Tell me what size it is. Tell me what size it is before I roll it back to him.
7.
Marvelous. Now, I have here a card. It's not a small card.
It's a large card.
A large card. Now, here's one to get your teeth into. What lodge is it?
The Elk.
Wonderful, ain't it, folks? I don't know how she does.
Oh, that ain't so hot, buddy. Ask her what my name is.
What's this lady's name? The lady's name. Quick, madam. Her name is...
Mud, if she don't keep quiet.
That's telling her, fat lady.
Now, here's a lady's handkerchief. See if you can guess the initials in the corner.
Initials in the corner. It is not quite clear.
Come on. Come now, madam. Come on now. The initials. See if you can tell us.
CFU.
CFU, it's uncanny, folks. It's uncanny. Now, one more question. What's this I'm fiddling around with?
A violin.
Wonderful. And I'd just laugh and laugh and laugh if you could tell me whose violin it is.
Little Audrey.
Correct. Little Audrey calls. And what's she gonna play on her fiddle?
Play, fiddle, play.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very spectacular act. A marvelous exhibition of canine intelligence.
Thanks, Harpo. Folks!
Please, Fibber, I wasn't introducing you.
Oh. Sounded kind of like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present Sir Wagtail Barker and his Foxy Terrier.
Thank you. Now then, my canny canine, thank the nice people for the reception. I said thank the people, WPA. I call my dog WPA.
Why?
That's his name.
Oh.
I said thank the people, WPA. Sorry, folks. The animal is too overcome by this splendid ovation. Yes, yes. Now, my friends, let me demonstrate the intelligence and perception of this gifted animal. Are you listening, WPA? Splendid, splendid. Now, my friends, WPA is 3 years old. WPA, tell the good people your age. Tell your age, WPA. Incredible, is it not?
Hey, you says he was 3 years old. He only barked twice.
Yes, yes, I know. Well, he's such a good dog, I gave him a year off for good behavior. Yes. Now then, WPA, what horse did you bet on in the Kentucky Derby? What horse, WPA?
Shucks, he's interested in fleas, not horses.
Not at all, not at all. He means his horse was scratched, yes. Oh. Remarkable animal, WPA.
Can these dogs add and subtract?
Well, I really couldn't say, my little heckler, but they multiply rapidly.
Hey, that's a rabbit gag.
Yes, well, it's a rabbit dog, yes. Now I'll ask WPA to work out a problem in arithmetic. 2 + 2 - 4. What is the answer? Nothing, exactly. What an elegant, yes. Intelligent quadruped. Now then, WPA.
Say, excuse me, Mr. Barker.
What is it, my little butterinner? What is it?
Well, I'd still like to know why you call your dog WPA.
Because, my little busybody, I always find him tearing up the street. Yes, yes. Get along.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next act...
Mr. Wilcox!
Right up here, boy. What is it?
Special delivery. Sign here, please.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, look, Molly, Harpo can write.
Quiet, McGee. It isn't bad news, is it, Mr. Wilcox?
No, sir. It's good news about those two free gifts the makers of Johnson's Wax are offering you in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Please understand that these free gifts are not mere samples. They are regular sizes of two fine household products that you need for your spring house cleaning. Gift number one is a bottle of Johnson's new creamy furniture polish that puts a beautiful wax luster on your furniture without hard rubbing. Gift number two is a jar of Shine Up household cleaner and silver polish to make your silver, glassware, and bathroom fixtures sparkle and gleam. Now, this is the way to get your two free gifts. Go to your dealer, order a can of Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat. No advance in price. In the special anniversary package. In the same package, you receive free a bottle of Johnson's new creamy furniture polish and a jar of Shine Up silver polish. Now, the supply is limited, so ask your dealer at once for Johnson's free gift anniversary package. We don't want you to be disappointed. And now then, back to the show. We are now about to present, ladies and gentlemen, an impressive and astounding series of feats in ledger domain and prestidigitation.
Hey, Harpo, the magic is next.
That's what I was saying.
Oh. That's what he was saying.
Oh.
Let me present Mr. Fibber McGee, escape artist, handcuff king, and master of illusion, assisted by Molly McGee.
Thank you, folks. Tonight we're going to show you a few feats in magic that'll astound you and mystify you. Now, I ain't one to brag, but when I was over in India with...
Peanuts, candy bars, soft drinks. Get your soft drinks and candy bars here.
Here you are, boys.
Start over, McGee.
Yes, sir, folks. Whilst I was over in India studying magic, I learned one trick that was the...
Nuts of all kinds, dear. Peanuts, pistachio nuts, all the time.
Hey, listen, you. One of us is going to have to quit. Now, ladies and gents, I suppose you can hardly wait to see...
the two free gifts offered you with every purchase of Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat in the anniversary package.
Say, Sit down, Harpo. I got a disappearing act I can use you in.
What?
Now, folks, the big treat of the evening. I will allow myself to be handcuffed, blindfolded, and gagged.
I'm for that, Sonny.
Quiet, please. Handcuffed, blindfolded, and gagged.
I'm for that.
You said that.
I'm still for it.
Handcuffed, blindfolded, and gagged, and placed inside of one of these large milk cans. Bring the can, boy. All right. Handcuff me, Harpo.
With pleasure.
Blindfold me, Molly.
All right. There you are.
Now for the gag.
There's only one gag left, McGee. Save it for next week.
Attention, folks. I will now be placed in the milk can, furnished for this entertainment by the Wistful Vista Dotty Dimple Dairy, the home of Happy Holsteins and Jolly Jerseys. The milk can will be locked in full sight of everybody. And inside of 3 minutes, I will escape from the milk can and be standing here on the stage.
Why?
Because who says that? Is everybody ready? All right. Take the cover off the can. Now then, lift me in, Harpo.
All right.
Quit tickling me.
Lift your feet up a little, Fibber. That's it.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This can is full of milk.
Right you are. In you go. Hey.
Heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox. Was it supposed to be full of milk?
Search me, Molly. All right, drummer.
McGee, the 3 minutes is up. McGee, come on out. McGee. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Help, Mr. Wilcox.
See, what can we do?
McGee, can you hear me?
What did he say?
He says he can't get out.
What was that? What'd he say?
He says if he can't, if he ain't out by morning, to cut the can open and throw in some cornflakes.
Remember, two free gifts are waiting for you at your dealers when you order either Johnson's Wax or Glow Coat in the special anniversary package. Gift number one, a bottle of Johnson's new creamy furniture polish. Gift number two, a jar of Shine Up silver polish. Both regular sizes, not samples. These fine Johnson products will make your house cleaning much easier. So be sure to get Johnson's free gift anniversary package at your dealers right away. The supply is limited, and you won't want to be disappointed.
Turned out to be a swell magician, McGee. Though your milk trick kind of curdled.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to do my piano trick.
Piano trick?
Yeah, where I throw a tablecloth around a piano and the piano disappears.
Remember when the police threw a net around the bank and your uncle disappeared?
Good night.
Good night, all.
Otto Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.